White House FIFA World Cup Task Force holds first meeting. By Nick Gilbertson on May 6, 2025. President Donald Trump and the rest of the White House Task Force on the FIFA World Cup 2026 had their first meeting on Tuesday at the White House. Trump and a number of his cabinet members, who make up the task force, joined FIFA President Gianni Infantino in the East Room for the meeting. With the 2026 FIFA World Cup in the United States, Mexico, and Canada just over a year away. Together, this group will help plan the biggest, safest, and most extraordinary soccer tournament in history, Trump said. While noting the event will draw in millions from around the world, he underscored that his son, Barron, is a soccer fan. This will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to showcase the beauty and the greatness of America. And we can't wait to welcome soccer fans from all over the globe, Trump said. In addition to the 2026 World Cup, the U.S. is also hosting the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup, the first of its kind, which will take place solely in the United States. Infantino left the gold trophy for that event with Trump in the Oval Office after the president signed an executive order creating the task force in March. The first match is set to take place next month in Miami. These two World Cups will bring almost $50 billion in economic output to the United States of America. They will create almost 300,000 jobs in America, Infantino said. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is vice chair of the task force, spoke briefly during the meeting, cracking a joke at his own expense. The last time the president had me around a national or international sports trophy was the college football playoff national championship, and I almost broke it, Vance said to laughs. And so I appreciate the president giving me a second chance here. On a more serious note, he said he expects the world will see the very best of the United States of America, both at athletic competition, but also in hospitality during the World Cup.